I want to talk about the latest situation and the latest evidence which was given to a murder trial which is going underway in Cork at the moment. This is the trial in relation to the alleged murder of Thomas Dooley in Ra Graveyard in October of 2022. A Central Criminal Court jury was told by state pathologist yesterday, Dr. Sally Ann Collins, that some of the injuries involved could have been inflicted by a machete-type weapon. With me on the line with the latest on this, who's been following the trial, is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal. Ralph, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Can you take us through the latest and what we heard yesterday in particular, but over the last number of days in relation to this trial?
Yeah, surely, Gerry. Well, we're in the third week of this trial before the Central Criminal Court, which is sitting in Cork. As you mentioned, there are five men and a teenager on trial. They all deny the murder of father of seven, Thomas Dooley. And the state alleges that Mr. Dooley was attacked and suffered fatal injuries while attending the funeral of a family friend at Newroth Cemetery outside Tralee on August the 5th, 2022. The state has also alleged that the attack occurred in front of his wife, Siobhan, and his four youngest children. Now, the evidence we got yesterday was the pathology evidence from the state pathologist, Dr. Sally Ann Collis. And she was outlining the fact that she was notified of this incident. She attended University Hospital Kerry, and she also inspected the graveyard, which was the believed to be the scene of the incident. Now, she said that she donned full technical and forensic gear. She attended the cemetery, attended by both Gardaí and by forensics officers, and she said she noticed that there were blood stains around the place and on the grass, but she also noted that there was blood clotting. And then in summary, she said that she had performed a full post-mortem examination on the body of father of seven, Thomas Dooley, 43-year-old man with an address in Killarney. And she said that, in summary, she said she found a total of four stab and chop style injuries. And she said that several of those injuries, it could or were consistent with or could potentially have been inflicted by a machete. Now, during her evidence, a forensic officer brought an item to the witness box. Dr. Collis had said that she had been shown a machete-type weapon, which Gardaí had recovered from the vicinity of Rath Cemetery. Now, this weapon was in a clear plastic tube. It had a red handle, and it had a 45-centimetre blade. And Dr. Collis identified it as the weapon that had been shown to her at the time. Now, she said that she had performed a full post-mortem examination on Mr. Dooley. And as I said, she noticed four specific external injuries. Now, of those injuries, two were stab wounds. One she described as a chop-type injury. And the fourth was what she said was an incision-type wound. Now, he had suffered a stab wound to his back. It was directly over his spine. It was 5.8 centimetres in length, and it was 6.5 centimetres in depth. Now, the wound was so deep that it had damaged three of Mr. Dooley's vertebrae, his T9, his T10, and his T11 vertebrae, and it had caused hemorrhage around the spinal cord. Now, she said that such was the nature of this injury that it would likely have caused spinal shock and a collapse. Now, she said that he had also suffered a chop-type wound to his upper right arm. This was 25.5 centimetres in length. It was 5 centimetres wide, and it was 13 centimetres in depth. Now, while it had penetrated soft tissue and fatty tissue in Mr. Dooley's arm, it had not penetrated any organs or damaged any major blood vessels. The third type wound was suffered to his upper right leg. Now, this was a 10.5 centimetre cut, which transected Mr. Dooley's femoral artery, and it also punctured one of his veins. And Dr. Collis noted that the femoral artery was one of the major arteries in the body, and this type of injury would have resulted in immediate and a significant loss of blood. And the fourth type wound was described as an incision-type injury to the upper leg, and it ran to a length of 7.8 centimetres. Now, she said Mr. Dooley also had suffered a blunt force trauma injury to the back of his head. This, she said, could have been inflicted by a bat, a piece of wood, or a pipe. And she said that while the injury did not result in any fracture or brain injury, it did result in hemorrhage around the scalp. Now, she said, as part of her examination, she also studied the clothing that Mr. Dooley had been wearing when he was presented for emergency medical aid. And this included a T-shirt, jeans, and a coat. And she noted that all three were heavily bloodstained, with the jeans particularly heavy bloodstained in the upper leg area.
Ralph, I know the trial previously heard as well that the deceased wife had tried to protect him in the graveyard, Siobhan Dooley.
Yeah, that was very dramatic evidence. That came in the first week of the trial. And Siobhan Dooley was giving direct evidence about what she said she saw on the day of October the 5th when they attended the cemetery. Now, she said that they had parked their car across the road by a garage. And Mr. Dooley was a little bit ahead of her. And she said immediately that they entered the graveyard, she said she noticed that there were two men walking towards her husband, but her husband partly had his back turned to them. She realized that the men seemed to have something in their hands, and to her shock, she said she realized that they were actually weapons. Now, she urged her husband to run, but he said to her, I know, I've nothing to run for. Now, she said that one of the men that walked towards her husband was grinning, and she said that they were carrying weapons, one of which was what she described as a big chunk of a yoke. One of the men confronted Mr. Dooley and said to him, "You are a big man now." Now, at that point, a number of other men and a teenager arrived from another direction, and they gathered around Mr. Dooley. Now, blows were struck. She said she desperately tried to protect her four children. At one point, she said she had to shove her youngest child out of the way because she was afraid that the child would get struck by one of the blows that appeared to have been aimed at her husband. Now, she told the trial, "I got a bang," as she realized that she herself had been hit. And quotes, what she said was, "I knew they were going to do harm. I was trying to squeeze in between them in a bid to protect her husband, but," she said, "I knew I had no hope." In desperation, she said she scraped with her nails at the face and eyes of one of the men attacking her husband in a desperate bid to protect him. But at this point, she said, one of the men looked at her and then told the others, "Take her out too. Get rid of her." Now, at this point, Mrs. Dooley said that she felt herself again being struck. And quotes, what she said was, "I got another bang. I was pegged to the ground. They were all just gathered around him." Now, she said her husband, he then just turned his head to me and said, "Run, just run." They were hitting him with everything. They were hitting him with the weapons they had. Blood was squirting everywhere. Now, this incident occurred in the presence of four of the youngest of the Dooley children. And Mrs. Dooley said that her 8-year-old started screaming and roaring at the sight of her father's blood. And she said in the end, she had no alternative but to obey what her husband had said and basically take the children and run for safety and to raise the alarm. And she said when she ran across the road and went to a shop, she saw a Garda and she started screaming and roaring at the Garda to get help and to go and save her husband. Now, what we've also been told is that the trial, it will take up till the end of July. There are potentially up to 200 witnesses involved. And on the basis of that, the prosecution has applied for and got leave to have an extended jury. So most jury trials have 12 sworn jurors. This one actually has 15.
Okay, and due to conclude by July 31st, but a lot of witnesses to come. Ralph, listen, thanks very much for updating us on the very latest in relation to that.